Okay, the order of matins begins on page 208. We stand. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help
me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. You may be seated. The hymn is in your bulletin. Golden sun ascending, breaking through the gloom of night. Oh, the earth is glory spending, so that darkness takes to flight. Thus my Jesus from the grave, and death's dismal dreadful pain, rose triumphant Easter morning, at the early purple dawning. Thanks to Thee, O Christ victorious, thanks to Thee, O Lord of life. Death hath Thou no power o'er us, Thou hast conquered in the strife. Thanks because Thou didst arise, and as open paradise. None can fully sing the glory of the resurrection story. All my sins on thee were laid. Thou hast won for me salvation. On the cross my debt was paid. From the grave I shall arise, and shall meet thee in the skies. Death itself is transitory. I shall lift my head in glory. Grant me grace, O blessed Savior, and thy Holy Spirit send, that my walk and my behavior may be pleasing to the end, that I may not fall again into death, grim pit and pain, whence by grace thou hast retrieved me, and from which thou hast relieved me. For the joy thine advent gave me, for thy holy precious word, for thy baptism which doth save me, for thy blessed communion poured, for thy death a bitter sword, for thy resurrection more. Lord, I thank thee and extol thee, and in heaven I shall behold thee.
The psalmody is also in your bulletin, and we begin with Psalm number 92. We'll chant responsively. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Alleluia. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound.
For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep.
The senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this.
When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing.
To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Alleluia. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. Psalm 1. I am who I am, and my counsel is not with the ungodly, but my will is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am who I am, and my counsel is not with the ungodly. But my will is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 2. I have asked of my Father, alleluia. He has given me the nations, alleluia, for an inheritance, alleluia. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot a vain thing?
The kings on the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.
Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
And I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore be wise, O king. Be instructed, you judges of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have asked of my Father, alleluia. He has given me the nations, alleluia, for an inheritance, alleluia. Psalm 3. I lay down and slept, I woke again. For the Lord sustained me, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me.
Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God.
But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head.
I cry to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill.
I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who might set themselves against me all around.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly.
Salvation belongs to the Lord. You Your blessing is upon your people.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. I lay down and slept, I woke again. For the Lord sustained me. Alleluia, alleluia. In Psalm 99. The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia, and hath appeared unto Simon, alleluia. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved.
The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples.
Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
The King's strength also of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them.
You answered them, Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. But you took vengeance on their deeds.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia, and hath appeared unto Simon, alleluia.
The responsory following the readings is on page 213. The epistle for Easter dawn is from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Here ends the reading. In the Gospel, according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Here ends the reading. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Sermon text is from St. John, verse 15. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The first witness to our Lord's resurrection is Mary Magdalene, and the second is a group of women leaving the tomb. It's not until Sunday night that our Lord appears to the apostles who were gathered together behind locked doors. Now, according to Luke 8, Jesus had driven 7 demons out of Mary Magdalene. Luke also records that Mary Magdalene and several women traveled with Jesus and his apostles, providing for him out of their means. Well, our risen Lord gives these women the privilege of his first appearances. They provided for him during his earthly travels. They witnessed his crucifixion. They helped to prepare his burial. And early on Sunday morning, they go to the tomb to finish the job. They appear even more faithful than the men who denied their Lord that night. Now, some think that Mary Magdalene is also the sinful woman described in Luke 7. In teaching Simon, Jesus said of Mary, "Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Her great love for Jesus receives the great honor of the first resurrection appearance. So here's how it happens. The women go to the tomb. They see the stone rolled back. Mary Magdalene doesn't go in. She runs to Peter and John. But the other women go in and see the angel telling them that Christ is risen. Peter and John go to the tomb. They meet the women leaving as they are coming, and their words of what the angel said make them run the rest of the way. Peter and John examine the tomb and leave. Mary Magdalene comes later, returns to the tomb. She still thinks there must have been a grave robbing, and thus today's text for Easter dawn explains that Mary is crying and mistakes Jesus for the gardener. A little later, Jesus meets the other women and reinforces the message of the angel. But for today, our text, today we examine the appearance of Jesus, the gardener, to Mary Magdalene in John 20, 1-18. She cannot stay away from the tomb. She's distraught and seeking to find the body so that it might again honorably be put to rest. The two angels try to engage her so she might be comforted, but she is not even fazed by this appearance of the angels. Our Lord miraculously appears, but she doesn't recognize him. But with the utterance of her name, she comes to her senses. While holding to him with all her might, Jesus cautions her that she will not retain him in this way. Most importantly, she sends him to the other apostles. She becomes, as the early church fathers say, an apostle to the apostles. Johann Gerhardt calls her in German a Predigerin, that is, the word preacher with a feminine ending. She is, I guess we would say, a preacherette. She has the gracious words of the gospel. There is no need to tell her to speak of the resurrection because, well, that is obvious. Jesus stands before her. She is told of the crowning touch of the ascension, his resurrection. It's quite different from Lazarus, who would return to his normal mundane life and then die again. Jesus' resurrection would result in his ascension to reign as the God-man, never to die again. Now, in the beginning, the first woman named Eve lived in a beautiful garden. She was approached by the ancient serpent, the devil. Eve did not recognize the devil. She listened to his lying and deceiving words. She took of the forbidden fruit and ate of it. She fell into sin. What followed is that Eve became a preacherette to Adam. She told him, "It was good for food. It's desirable for gaining wisdom." She said that God was keeping back from them the good stuff. And her husband, the gardener, of Eden listened to his wife, and he also ate and fell into sin. Original sin began in the Garden of Eden with Eve, a preacher of sinfulness, who led the first gardener into temptation. But now, our Lord Jesus Christ, in his mission for us, sought to restore everything which had been lost. He was the stronger man, come to take back the devil's spoils, which was we. Jesus came as the second gardener in order to save us. He began his passion in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he rose from the dead, the gardener truthfully spoke to the woman, Mary Magdalene. He showed forth his victory in another garden containing the tomb. He spoke to her the truth of the gospel. He held nothing back as he showed her his great love by calling out her name. Jesus told her to be a preacherette of righteousness to the apostles. And John 20, verse 18 says, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, the damage had been reversed. Through the woman's message, faith in the resurrection was created. So with the garden restored by our second gardener, the apostles were commissioned to take this message to the world. Jesus sends them out just as the Father sent him. Jesus ascended the Father, and the apostles set out to care for the church, God's restored garden. In Colossians 3, St. Paul speaks about his gardening duties. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, so that neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. And the Apostle James exhorts us, saying, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Receive the meekness of the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. You may not be the first or second person to be a witness of our Lord's resurrection, but the news of the resurrection has been proclaimed to you. Your sins are forgiven, and you will share in his resurrection. God has restored what was fallen. In your baptism, you have been made a child of God. He loves you and he knows you by name. John 10:3, the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. Amen. Page 217, the Benedictus, we stand.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. Go before the Lord to prepare.
declare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly implore you that as you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring the same to good effect. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty, everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The Paschal Blessing is on page 244. All of you who are baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Oh, holy, oh, holy, oh, holy Lord. Glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowships of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father, of a majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints glory everlasting. O God, for our redemption you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, so that we may rise to live with Christ forever, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.